Okay, you said last week, and you've said it again today, your team is a work in progress. It's easier to learn on the back of wins. Is it good to get a week like this where there's no game midweek? Because you don't get too many of them in the Championship, do you?
No, I think for us it's good. I think we are not a team who can play this Championship rhythm by just all the time playing, recovering, training a little bit, playing. So we need in between, we need to refresh, to reinforce our things, because we did that very, very clear and very intense in the 6 weeks in pre-season. In the season, sometimes those principles go sometimes sliding a little bit away, and then you have to go out again and reinforce certain things, what is important of how we want to play football. And I think I welcome this possibility to work on those principles in a week where we not have a game on Tuesday. So when you ask me, that is much better than to play 10 months every 3 days.
Do you feel Sam's in the right frame of mind to play at Middlesbrough if selected?
I spoke to Sam about on Wednesday. About I didn't spoke with yesterday with the day off. Today I've not spoken to him. Tomorrow I will speak with him again, and then we see where we are at that moment in time. I think you will understand that when you speak to a player in private, that stays private, because I think is a relationship where the player has to trust me, and obviously I'm searching for feedback, and the player has to have the confidence to give me honest feedback, and that is where we are. So
ahead of the trip to Middlesbrough, you mentioned it again about the fact that, you know, no one expects you to go there and get away. You were very bullish last week. You felt it favours your team to have that.
Yeah.
I mean, your away form is very good, isn't it?
I think so, and I think is you know, when you see the games we have played, 8 games, we played majority of the games against teams who have been in the Premier League or been last year in the playoffs or in around the playoffs. So, and I think not every game was a top performance over 90 minutes, but people will give us credit for. They will say they are compact, they are difficult to beat, they have a good work ethic, they are fit, and they have a good moral in the game, in the team. So, and that is a very good base to improve, and we need to make that base even stronger to improve in other areas, what I have just mentioned before. And I think there's a confidence in the team that over one game we can win against anybody in that league. On the day where we're performing to our optimum, that is always, we need to perform to our optimum. When we go to Riverside, we need to perform to our optimum, because their players, they don't need many chances. That's the quality they have, and they've winning a lot of games in the second half, end of the game, where you mentally, physically, maybe get a little bit tired because of the way they shift you around over the majority of the game. So we need to have an excellent performance physically and mentally, and I think the best defense is, for me, going to those sort of games, is to attack. And I said to my players this morning, I think I compared that game a little bit when I went with Wigan to Manchester City, and now I go with Leeds United to Middlesbrough. So, and I think the best way sometimes is to attack, and I have to encourage my players to do that more than we probably did against MK Dons.
How pleasing was it that someone else other than Wood and Antonucci weighed in with a goal at the weekend? Because you need goals from all over your team,
yeah.
And obviously Charlie Taylor weighed in with a fantastic finish.
As I said before, we need more goal. We need more goal threat. We need players to committing people. And you saw the goal from Charlie Taylor, how the goal came and how the penalty came. Charlie Taylor committed defenders. and that's and by committing defenders, defenders have to make decisions, and in the championship, sometimes they make the wrong decisions. So, and that is what we need. We need that sort of drive in wider areas, also through the midfield, to commit defenders. And I can only encourage that sort of play, like Charlie Taylor has shown, and I'm very happy for him that he's on the score sheet. And but we need more. We need that. We need that from Stuart Dallas. We need that from Sam Barham. We need that from Butaka. We need that from Will. We need that from Lewis Cook, from Alex Moore. So I encourage my players to play more aggressive with the ball in the final third.
Buckley carries a goal threat as well, doesn't he, at championship level? What was it that attracted you to him as a signing for Leeds United?
Committing defenders, is fearless running at people, carry you up the pitch. You don't need to combine to get 50, 60 yards up on the pitch. You can, Wilbur can take the ball and carry the whole team up the pitch with the ball. Energy, experience, good age, a point to prove after his time in Sunderland. Many factors. He comes from the northwest. It's not a southerner. It's a northerner. So that's attracted me on him.
You stood by the goalkeeper, and he repaid you in spades last week. Do you feel there's still more to come from him?
What? He's just starting. Mm. I think he is a natural, by instinct, a very good goal shot stopper. He is like I call it a magnet in the 6-yard box. The ball will always find him somewhere. Mm. In terms of game management, in terms of the wider picture of goalkeeping area, I think there is a lot to come from him. I think Richard Hart is doing a great job with him. I think they get on very well with each other. I think it's also Richard Hart is working a lot with him on the mental side as well, because I think in the modern game that is very, very important. Goalkeeping position is very difficult. I think he is Marco.
It's knowing when to come off his line sometimes.
And that is be working on certain things, on his distribution, on his commanding the area. Dirigating the back four, travel with the ball, getting the angles right, game management, when to make the game quick, when to make it slow. And I think he's learning every day, and he's a relatively young goalkeeper, and I think goalkeepers like wine, the older they get, the better they are. And with him as a goalkeeper, you can play till you're 40 when you live and breathe football. And he is, how old is he, 24? Yes. So he is just in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot more to come from him.